Simon & Schuster presents The Case of the Phantom Treasure, written and read by Nick Sheridan. Prologue, 1723. Captain Horatio Huxley hauled himself up to the crow's nest and wrapped an arm around the ship's mast, shielding his eyes from the rain and wind that whipped through the sails and threatened to blow him overboard. Scanning the horizon, which was shrouded by dark clouds and split by streaks of lightning, Huxley pulled a sodden clump of parchment from his overcoat. What had once been a map of the way home now resembled a damp rag that had been used to wipe up an oil spill. He tossed it into the wind with a snarl.
"Make a U-turn," came a voice from his shoulder.
"Shut it, Mosey," snapped Huxley. The parrot squawked back in indignation. "If it weren't for you," he bellowed over the screaming wind, "we'd be sitting in front of a roaring fire, bellies full of roast pheasant and hot cocoa."
"At the roundabout, take the second exit," Mosey screeched.
"We're in the middle of the ocean," Huxley roared. "There are no roundabouts here."
"Make a U-turn,"
Mosey cried again.
"Make a U-turn."
The ship suddenly gave a violent lurch, and Huxley hugged the mast even tighter. The captain's revenge was being tossed like a rag doll back and forth, enormous waves battering her from every direction. Somewhere far below, Huxley heard a tremendous crunch as the ocean gnawed away at the ship's hull. She wouldn't hold up much longer in this storm. Huxley looked down and saw his first mate staggering across the deck, spluttering against the sheets of rain pummeling the ship. "Damage report, Podge!" Huxley barked down at him. Podge caught hold of the mast and hung on tight.
"I'm soaked, Captain," he called up. "I think I sprained my ankle. The scurvy is making my teeth fall out. I've lost the feeling in my toes and I can feel a migraine coming on."
"The ship, Podge," roared Huxley. "A damage report for the ship, you gilly-livered greasepot."
"Oh, we're sinking," called back Podge. "The hull, bow, keel, galley, bridge, hold, stern, and amidships are all underwater."
"Good grief," shouted Huxley.
"That's almost the entire ship. What about the poop deck?"
"The poop deck is fine, but it smells awful. Permission to panic, Captain?"
"Pull yourself together, Podge," commanded Huxley. "Ready the lifeboats."
"Oh, I knew I forgot something. They're underwater too, Captain."
Huxley growled and spat out a mouthful of rain. On his shoulder, Mosey was still giving directions.
"Take the next right, then join the motorway."
"What's the sat-nav saying, Captain?"
shouted up Podge.
"It's on the blink,"
Huxley yelled back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?